This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Newly elected members to the House of Representatives taking oath on coming Thursday. Nepali Congress to elect parliamentary party leader on Wednesday. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Prachanda clarifies his party has not proposed any bottom line to form new government. And Thai warship capsizes, leaving 31 sailors missing. Now the news in detail. The Federal Parliament Secretariat has scheduled an oath-taking ceremony for newly elected members to the House of Representatives on coming Thursday. According to Secretary General of the Parliament Secretariat, Dr. Bharat Raj Gautam, the swearing-in ceremony for the new members in the lower house will take place at 1 p.m. on Thursday. The Article 88 of the Constitution requires that every member of the Federal Parliament has to take an oath of office and secrecy as provided in the law before taking part in the meeting of the Parliament or its committees. As per the provision, before the House elects the Speaker, the senior-most member by age takes the oath before the President prior to administrating the oath to other members. The election for the post of Nepali Congress's parliamentary party leader is scheduled to be held tomorrow. The Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party Election Committee unveiled the election date and other schedules yesterday. The voting will take place in the party's parliamentary party office in Singhadarbar, and the vote counting will be immediately started thereafter announcing the results. Madhav Kumar Nepal has been elected the parliamentary party leader of CPN Unified Socialist unopposed. A meeting of the party's House of Representatives members took a decision to give leader Nepal the responsibility. Likewise, Rajendra Prasad Pandey was picked as the deputy parliamentary party leader, while Prakash Jwala has been named as the chief whip of the CPN Unified Socialist. Pandey is the chief minister of Bagmati province. The party has 10 members in the House of Representatives. After his election to the parliamentary party leader, Nepal said that he would play a role to make his party vibrant, to institutionalize people's aspiration for social transformation in the country. Meanwhile, the party has taken a policy to unify fringe communist and leftist forces and others sharing common political ideology. Ravi Lamichhane has been elected the parliamentary party leader of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. The party's central working committee yesterday elected party chairperson Lamichhane to the post unopposed. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has won 20 seats in the federal parliament, 13 towards first past the post and 13 proportional representation category in the November 20th general elections. With President Bidyadevi Bhandari's call for the formation of the new government, political parties represented in the House of Representatives have started to elect the party's parliamentary party leaders. Prime Minister Shabada Dewa has stressed the need for promoting a sustainable and green development approach targeting all small and big cities in the country. Inaugurating the 8th National Convention of the Municipal Association of Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister said most of the municipalities were marred by unsystematic urbanization. Prime Minister Dewa expressed worry over the vanishing trend of the town's natural beauty and distinct identity. On the occasion, the Prime Minister applauded the association's role since its establishment in 1994 for the empowerment and capacity enhancement of local bodies. The Prime Minister urged local bodies to ensure transparency and promptness in their service delivery, making them pro-people and digitalized. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has said the Election Commission is committed to institutionalizing the achievements gained from the November 20th elections. The Chief Election Commissioner said so while addressing a reception the Commission organized in Kathmandu yesterday on the successful completion of the election to the Member of the House of Representatives and Province Assembly. Chief Election Commissioner Thapliyal further said the commission had adopted some new practices in course of conducting the elections. The Chief Election Commissioner shared that preparations had been made to present a bill related to the election management and operation in the first session of the newly elected House of Representatives. President Vidyadevi Bhandari, Prime Minister Shyabhadra Dewa, Acting Chief Justice Hari Krishna Kaki, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timilsina, high-level government officials, leaders of political parties had attended the reception organized by the Election Commission. Likewise, chiefs and representatives of diplomatic missions, chiefs of security bodies, and industrialists, among others, were also present on the occasion. The government has approved the Seasonal Workers Management Directory 2022. Unveiling the latest cabinet meeting decisions yesterday, government spokesperson and communication minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the cabinet also decided to approve the standard to determine the quality of foods for children and the number of heavy metals used in the consumer foods. Traffic will be stopped on the Narayanganj-Mughlin Road section for 4 hours every day starting from today. The road will be closed for traffic in order to carry out clearing works off the roadside hill for the construction of the bridge on the road section. The 4-hour daily closure will take place for a month. The road will be closed from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The vehicular traffic is going to be stopped for the construction of Simultal, Kalikola, Twin Kola and Chisenzi Kola bridges, which are all located in difficult terrain. Emergency vehicles such as ambulances, fire engines will, however, be allowed to pass through depending on the accessibility at the moment. There are 20 bridges on the Narayanganj-Mughlin Road section. 5 of them have been built, while the remaining bridges are under construction. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The Thai Navy has said 31 sailors are missing after a warship carrying more than 100 crew capsized and sank during a storm in the Gulf of Thailand. The BBC reported that the HDMS Sukhothai sank after water flooded its power controls on Sunday night. Images shared by the Navy showed some crew who survived in a life raft. On Monday, authorities said they had rescued 75 sailors, but 31 were still missing in rough seas. Search crews worked through the night to find survivors, with the operation continuing on Monday with Air Force assistance. The Navy also announced an investigation into the cause of the disaster. Footage shared by the Navy on Twitter showed crew members wrapped in blankets and receiving treatment after they had been rescued. Some were being airlifted to hospital. Nations have agreed to protect a third of the planet for nature by 2030 in a historic deal aimed at safeguarding biodiversity. According to the BBC, there will also be targets for protecting vital ecosystems such as rainforest and wetlands and the rights of indigenous peoples. The agreement at the UN Biodiversity Summit in Montreal, Canada, came early yesterday morning. The summit had been moved from China and postponed due to COVID-19. China, which was still in charge of the meeting, brought down the gavel on the deal despite a last-minute objection from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Newly elected members to the House of Representatives taking oath on coming Thursday. Nepali Congress to elect Parliamentary Party Leader on Wednesday. CPN Maui Centre Chairman Prachanda clarifies his party has not proposed any bottom line to form new government. And Thailand warship capsizes, leaving 31 sailors missing. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.